Hello, everybody. It's Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
Hi, Lisa. It's Mikey, your astro daddy, here for Tuesday, the 20th of August.
With my Leo cat that had to be in the picture. Yes. So, what does the astrology weather have in store for us today?
Well, Lisa, we're still feeling the aspects of the Jupiter square Saturn, and that's going to be with us all week long. But the moon today will conjunct Saturn, which again is still squaring Jupiter. And we're still feeling the Saturn opposition to Venus. But the saving grace here is the beginning trine of Mercury and Chiron. So this is going to allow us the healing words and the path to navigate all of these crazy energies and aspects that we're experiencing with this past full moon in Aquarius.
You know what I love about that? The card for today is the Five of Cups. The Five of Cups can be the breakup card, but it's what are you breaking up with? And like you said, the Mercury squaring Chiron that is going to be the umbrella that we hang out under for this moon cycle is really helping us with those difficult. Moon Saturn can be a place where we don't feel good about ourselves, and we can pull up all the stories that legitimize and it's like, oh yeah, you're right to not feel good about yourself or not feel good about somebody else. But what we are meant to do with that Mercury Chiron saving grace is we're meant to tell a better story about us to us. We have to break up with the story that doesn't give us Mercury retrograde in Leo the best interpretation of our history. We literally have we're the writers, we're the editors, we're ultimately the actor and the audience. You have the power. Mercury retrograde in Leo, under that umbrella in an easy aspect with Chiron, says break up with the story that you don't love.
And you know
You
what, Lisa?
what?
We're going to have this energy for 2 weeks. It hasn't even perfected yet, but we're already feeling this trine. So we have some time to work on some of those messages.
And because we've got all of those T squares from yesterday, it's those where that, it's like, woo, all of those hard edges. It's like it may be uncomfortable when it comes up, but it's good news because when it's uncomfortable, we have a chance to get an eyeball on and our minds around what's a better interpretation? What's a kinder interpretation? What's a bigger interpretation? Put a bigger frame on that picture and see more of where you were in it. I just like that so much better for walking through this 2 week period. So more than breaking up with people, places, or things, break up with anything that feels unloving or unlovable and bring in some, TLC. It's like, no, we can do better than that. We can be kinder, we can be more appreciative, we can be more respectful of ourselves, which will then flow out to other people.
I love it. What a great message for our listeners.
Oh, me too. It's like it gives me encouragement. So it's like that's why I want to pass it on. Yay.
Sounds good.
Be good. All right. Well, thanks for your help. I'm Lisa with Truth in Hand.
Hey, I'm Mike, your astro daddy, and we'll see you next time.
See you then.